always get to talk to some of our local ag athletes who go on to play college sports. We've had a chance to do that here, and of course in the fall sports season. Now we're moving on to the winter sports season. This guy had some tremendous years up the road there, Maywood Hayes Center and the Wolves. I know he probably a little bit misses those high school days, but he's having fun playing basketball over for the Bulldogs, Concordia College. Gosh, I brought up high school again. Concordia College, Jerry Ingenson. Jerry, good to have you on our airwaves, man. Your second year of college. I'm just talking to Jerry. You're going to be through 2 years just like that, halfway home already. It's going to be close here pretty soon.
Yeah. It went by fast, but I'm glad to be here. It's just been a really fun time so far. So excited for next 2 years, but excited for this year. Just see where it goes.
Tough thing with basketball is you got to wait. Once you get to school, I'm sure you hit the ground running. And, boy, the coaches, I'm sure, have you in the gym. Maybe you get to your dorms and set up and everything, and boom, you're in the gym right away. But you got to wait for the real games and practice for maybe a little while. But your season's off and running. And, hey, Concordia's off to a 4-2 start. Got to like the start the team's going right now.
Yeah, especially with the pieces that we had to kind of fill. We had a lot of different things to figure out. And then we started the season off with some injuries. So being able to figure out kind of how to play together, it's been good to see, and it's good to see that we're kind of starting to roll and beat good teams. I'm excited for the rest of the year.
You've won three in a row, and you kicked off, I know, your conference schedule, GPAC, with a nice win over Waldorf, 95-67. Nice little three-game winning streak going right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and especially to start the GPAC opener with a win, that's big, especially with a sizable win like that. It's good. It kind of sends out a message and shows them that we're ready for the GPAC.
Your playing time, I know last year maybe not as much, but I'm sure in the off season, I want to get back in the thick of things. I need to get back in there and get some playing time. You're coming off the bench a little bit more to start the season, aren't you?
Yeah, so I played JV last year. Good to get the experience just of the speed of college basketball. But still, even the jump from college JV to college varsity, it's big. But I knew that we lost some pieces last year, lost some big guys. So I had a really good chance this year to get some minutes on varsity. And so that work in the off season helped me, and Coach really liked what he saw. I like the improvements, like the strength gains that I made. So decided to have me on varsity, and he said he's loving the way that I run the floor and play defense, and that it's crucial to the varsity setting, and that he's excited to see me improve the rest of the season and hopefully get me out there more and put me in a bigger role than just a few minutes. But I mean, I'm happy to do what I can in the time that I have. I'm just a sophomore, so and especially behind a senior five that's playing really well right now, can shoot the ball really well and run the offense really well. So it's good to learn under him. It's good to have him to kind of push me and get me to work harder to get that spot that I need.
You talked about running the floor. I mean, you're a thoroughbred, always been fast, and a 6'7" guy, 6'6", 6'7" guy running the floor. I mean, that's you. That's always been you.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've just gotten the role of doing. He emphasizes just Concordia as a transition team. So if I can embody one thing, it's going to be running the floor. Whether I'm open or not, it no doubt opens up the rest of the floor, brings the defender down, and it's helped us get a lot of transition points just in the few minutes that I'm in there.
I know, looking at your box scores and everything, you've got, and reading the stories on the website, you've got some guys, Brooks Kissinger, Dane Jacobson, just to name a few, a couple of pretty good players that have been scoring well for this team, haven't they?
Yeah, it's just incredible to watch. they're just true scorers. Dane's a true point guard, can find just gaps and holes in the defense that, I mean, it's hard to even see from just watching the game, but just seems like the game's slower for them, and they're great players. play great together, and it's a big they play a crucial role on the team for sure.
I know, covering our Bison basketball the last couple of years, that Garrett Johnson from Holdridge, he's kind of stepping in early on and getting some pretty good minutes for you as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he stepped up into the scoring role just like he did in high school. I mean, some of the things that he's able to do just with his shooting, that translates at any level. So he gets in there and he gets shots up and they go in. Like, he's a great shooter and really spaces the floor out really well for us.
You had 8 points against Waldorf, and I'm sure the coaches, hey, if we can get 6 to 8 points a game, every game out of you, there, you always want to score more, sure, but I'm sure coaches would be satisfied with that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, coach said, I mean, you fill your role, you get rebounds, offensive rebounds, and run the floor, you're going to score just with how hard you play. And so, I know it's not about the box score or the points that I'm scoring, but it's nice to feel like I'm contributing with just the little time that I get. But it was very fulfilling to score and just kind of get those jitters out, kind of thing.
What do you think? You talked about running the floor, but from last year to this year, what in your offensive game, your defensive game, what do you feel you're a lot better at your sophomore year than your freshman year?
Yeah, I think the defense side is the biggest part. And coach said, I mean, you're out there because you can guard, you can switch on to guards and play well and contest shots. So that was something I knew I needed to step up on. I really worked on that during preseason when we had open gyms, just focusing on, you know, staying in front of my guy, being able to contest shots, timing my shot blocking as well. So I think those few things have been the biggest step up and allowed me to get the playing time that I'm getting right now.
Games coming up. You got an exhibition against UNO coming up this week, and then you're right back into conference play with Northwestern College, Mount Marty. And are they going to give you a little time off? I see the 25th is your last game, and then you don't play again until December 3rd. They're going to let everybody go home maybe for a day or so for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we have that game against Mount Marty, and we get a few days off. After that game, we're off until Saturday. We have a practice at about 7 o'clock in the evening, and so we'll have time off to go back to our families and just get a little bit of a break. But I mean, it's obviously not an excuse to just sit on the couch and gain a bunch of weight, but it is nice to have time off, let your bodies rest, especially with how many injuries we've been dealing with.
So what are the injuries? Are bad injuries or just lingering muscle pulls, or do you have some pretty serious ones?
Yeah, Brooks Kissinger was out for the first few games with a broken hand, just playing hard. He jammed his finger pretty bad and went and got an x-ray. It's broken. There's some guys out with knee injuries. Hayden Frank, he hasn't played this season. He probably won't play the rest of the season. Just an ongoing knee injury that he's dealing with. And jammed fingers, rolled ankles. Ty Hari, he's a senior. He's out with a rolled ankle right now. There's lots of just kind of, when you play hard, you play basketball, and things happen. So just a few games, you're out. But, I mean, it's hard to do that much to your body and keep it healthy. So it is nice to have those few days off.
So when it comes to your conference schedule, Jerry, what's you look forward to every game. Every game's big, home or away, but what's the one maybe conference foe you guys are looking at what game really stands out for you coming up here as we wrap up November and go into December, even January? What certain team stands out?
Just for the standing side of it, I mean, we want Northwestern. We need to win that game. Morningside, Dort. Those are three teams that you got to beat, and that puts us in a really good position in the GPAC, and all winnable games. I mean, that we're a very good team, and so are they. But Northwestern just came off of a upset loss to Doan, so that would be one to just a team to kind of catch off right now. So and we have them coming up, so that's the game we're excited for. But then also for the rivalry, just Doan. Like, you always want to win that Doan game. It's just how close we are, and it's just an ongoing rivalry.
Finally, basketball's going what? Academics, schooling, everything going pretty good on that side?
Yeah, it's definitely a job to keep them both balanced and keep the motivation to want to do your homework or want to go to class when you just had a practice that went until 8 o'clock. So it's tough, but you got to do it. And we put a team standard of just a 3.5 GPA. So all basketball guys really focus on that and try and do their best to succeed in classes, show up to classes, and get their homework done. And so once you learn how to balance it, which I've done a lot better sophomore year, it kind of becomes your routine. And so that's nice, but definitely difficult.
Jerry, good to hook up with you, man. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work. Stay healthy. That's the big thing. Stay healthy and keep playing hard. Appreciate the time, sir.
Yep, thank you.